coming up on Beef Boys.
Baby, you do not have to call the police because you have to completion.
Thank you for saying
I am no longer in danger of dying.
That's the ultimate Linus Tech tip.
Oh, 9/11? That was the day we went from dial-up to...
That was the launch of the first Dell computer.
Gripping, for some reason, the metal, like the tongs or whatever, oh, and I plug it into the outlet, and I... But if you would turn...
James, can you put on a video for us to watch right off rip here?
Yeah, yeah.
Just search up Linus Tech Tips Hard R. It's really funny.
So Linus Tech Tips, if you don't know, is like he's like a alt-right like commentator.
He's a pet. Who needs to be stopped.
Frequent on the Tim Pool podcast.
Yeah, he led the insurrection on January 6th.
He's currently banned on every platform.
The greatest tech tip of all.
Yeah.
Insurrection.
He wrote that Netanyahu bit that Kanye did.
I'm not going to say what kind of tech tip it was. It was a Jewish tech tip.
I forgot about that clip.
So anyway, that's a lot of tech tips if you don't know who that
is. Yeah, quick little catch up.
All right, Doplex, take it away.
All right, so Mr. Tip, he was discussing, I guess, the change in what we can say in media, like TV shows. And he brought up that we used to be able to say a certain word, but not fully knowing what he was saying. With that said, James... Roll the clip.
It's been kind of eye-opening. I picked up episodes of, you know, old shows that I hadn't watched in a long time from, like, the early 2000s, and just the casual use of the hard R.
Oh, really?
It's jarring. Yeah, it's jarring.
It's fucking dude,
his reaction, like, oh, really?
His co-host is doing him no favors. Like, imagine if I brought up something touchy and you guys just all fucking made faces at me and went, yeah.
Oh, really?
Like, jeez.
Yeah, wait, hold on. This part's coming up.
Like, I'm not gonna deny that I dropped my fair share of hard R's back then. Because we didn't even, like, the first hard R didn't even exist. Right? And it's funny because...
He's like, I'm going to lose my job.
Are you talking like N-word hard R?
What? No.
Okay.
What? No.
What? No.
What? That's how people used to
talk about. He's offended.
I think
that's
so.
The N-word.
What do you mean, bro?
What are you guys talking about?
You can see him sweating.
Am I mistaken?
I think so.
Yes.
No, the one with the mental disability.
Bro, he didn't even know how to reference. He didn't even know how to reference, like, fucking,
like what he was talking about.
He didn't even know how to reference. Yeah, he's like the one,
you
for
know
the
black
they, those
you
pe-
know?
Those you, those people that. The one that mental disability.
Can you imagine?
I love, like, what James was saying before the co-host literally was like seeing him say, yeah, I used to say the hard R a lot. And his co-host was just like, let him cook.
Yeah,
like, let him cook.
I feel like there's definitely been times where one of us has said something that sounded cooked and one of us has been like, real quick, just to clarify, we're talking about this thing here. Not
yeah,
that
you
thing.
Gotta bail your boy out.
Obviously, Linus is the main... event
Techiest
here
tip.
The main tech tip,
yeah, he's the main tech tip and this guy is just the side tech tip,
right?
You can see it in his face
top.
He does not want to hit him with, you said the hard R N-word.
Yeah,
like he doesn't want to hit it, but Linus will not stop saying the hard R, and like, I've said my fair share of the hard R. And at a certain point his co-host was like, all right, I gotta ask, are you talking about the hard R? And he's like, whatever do you mean?
For the sake of content, I think that he's trying to usurp Mr. Tip.
Oh.
He needs to fire this man before he takes down the whole tech empire.
Yeah.
Senior Delaware Tech Tip the Third.
Linus, this is not a tip they want to hear about.
I watch Linus, not like religiously, but like probably like a couple videos a month. And he's just like, tech people, they don't have opinions. They just have numbers and letters in their head about other numbers and letters that make things go fast. Like, yeah, Linus is, I don't think Linus has ever had an opinion on anything except, like, what CPU would fucking make the best use of your cum recyclation. Fucking.
You'd ask him about January 6th, and he'd be like, sounds like a good day.
That's the day that the Ryzen 57D came out.
he would have no idea.
A beautiful day for the tech world.
He has a total, he has a totally different history than like the rest of humanity. It's just what day his fucking CPUs came out.
Yeah.
Oh, 9/11? That was the day we went from dial up to.
That was the launch of the first Dell computer.
Yeah, that was it. I love that. That's my favorite day.
Is there anything more to it, DevPix, or was that the nugget?
No, that's pretty much it. Yeah. I mean, he gets a little awkward. Like, you can tell the energy completely dies down at the end.
These burps hurt.
It shouldn't be happening.
And they taste bad.
What'd you get?
Kung Pao chicken. Pork fried dumplings. Last night I made a series of mistakes. I messaged Andrew last night at like 10 or 11. And the mistake I was referencing was I purchased a video game that I wasn't going to purchase this year, but I did it anyway because I was high. But it was like 8,000% off. It was like, fucking four. I bought the new NBA, but it was the 2K. But,
you sick bastard.
But I got a $150 version with like $100 worth of fucking shark card fucking VC.
LeBron
and I got all of that for like $21.99 from GameStop, and I got to use all my points from when I was like 4 years old to get like another $3 off and a chew toy. So that was fucking, that was cool.
Okay. A LeBron James chew toy.
Yeah.
You can suckle up while you play.
James gets angry instead of throwing his controller.
Quick tangent. I did. They offered me the fucking Game Pass thing or whatever. The dude looked me up. He was like, this GameStop could not have been like, this guy knows his job has 3 months left and then the whole thing is going on. Like, he knows the state of GameStop. And then I give him my phone number. My mom's phone number. This is how old this fucking account is. I give him my mom's original cell phone number. She doesn't have anymore. And he looks it up and he goes, would you like to renew your rewards membership? It hasn't been used since December of 2012. I'm not like a very funny person with strangers, like, and like I just kind of do my thing and leave, but I was like, I looked and I tried to be, I wasn't trying to be mean, but I looked up at him and I was like, what do you think? And he was like, I don't know, man, I just gotta ask. I was like, no, I'm just joking.
Gotta
I know.
That's so funny. Hey man, do you remember those cool benefits you got 11 years ago?
You bought NBA, the new one, the big version.
And you got LeBron James chew toy.
Yeah, I got LeBron James chew toy. Yeah, I was sucking off LeBron James on the way home. Then I was like, fuck it, I'm having a good old Saturday night. And I went and bought some edibles. And then Kudo sent me a picture of an Italian sub that he got. And I was like, fuck it, I'm getting an Italian sub. So then I went to my local Publix and I didn't blow it up. And instead, I bought an Italian sub.
Oh, so jealous.
So then I went home and I was like, I pop the Eddies, I start eating my sandwich, I pop in 2K, then for some reason my PlayStation is in only 2.4 gigahertz, and it was like this whole thing to get it to 5 gigahertz, and it was downloading super slow, and I was just sitting there for 2 hours. I was like, I just want to make my mistake already. I want to log onto this game and realize that I don't like it, and I wasted this fucking money, and now I'm trapped for 2 months just playing it to recoup my losses.
James, there's a cool video you should watch about like the dangers of sports.
Come on, bro. Yeah. Don't do it to me, bro. Don't do it to me. I got home, I hadn't eaten all day, and I forgot to drink water for like 36 hours. And I take the edibles and I'm going ham on this sandwich. And this sandwich got fucking salami. This sandwich got ham. This sandwich got gabagool. Mm. This sandwich got fucking, we got roasted red peppers full of salt. We got vinegar that's just pure salt. We got mustard, which is pure salt. So I'm a day and a half dehydrated. I haven't eaten.
That wasn't a hyperbole. You literally hadn't drunk water for a day and a half.
I don't think that day I drank water, honestly. And that doesn't happen to me often. Usually I drink like a gallon a day, but it was just one of those days where I was getting started on working with something for Kudos, and then I was on calls and stuff with my main job and edit. So I was just like So this sandwich is, it's all cured meats and vinegar, mustard.
It's just salt.
I'm eating. I'm licking a block of salt for a fucking horse. I'm eating the sandwich. I finish the sandwich. I eat a couple chips that are lightly salted. So hopefully,
I ate my full bag of salt and vinegar chips.
I ate the entire 8-serving bag of lightly salted chips. So I really saved myself on the sodium there.
I took a shot of Morton's salt.
It just looked like SpongeBob dried out. He's just like.
I legit was like SpongeBob in Sandy's dome when the fucking water go away. But I wasn't feeling that way. But so I'm starting to get really high. I'm like starting to peak a little bit. The game just started working, so I'm starting to play the game. And then I think you guys can attest to this. Like, I'm not someone that goes like lightly when I get like drunk or high or anything. Like, I consume a lot and get
blacked. You're in it to win it. James is in it to win it. No
constantly.
Matter what doing.
Yeah. And I've done it for years because I can't control myself and I'm fucking stupid and sad. So I start getting this really weird feeling where my left side of my chest went from like my big old titty into like the size of like a dime. Like all the muscles are like fucking stuck on each other. And then my left arm goes numb and I legitimately can't move my left arm. And then I start like hyperventilating and shit and I'm freaking the fuck out.
Yeah.
Then I'm sitting there and I'm like playing 2K and then my arm kind of goes, but I'm so high that I'm like, I'm just still playing with one hand and it, like, my heart really hurts and I can't breathe. Yeah. And I'm just playing with one hand and I'm like staring at it and I'm like, my right hand is like slowly stopping working. And then I'm just like holding the controller, looking at the screen. And then, like, I start to, like, pass out, and then I, like, freak out, and I wake back up. And I'm like, I know that I'm high. This is not how high feels. I think I'm dying.
Pause. I want to switch over to my side of the story real
quick. Yeah.
So, I get a message from James, like he said earlier at the start, that just says, I made a mistake.
That was supposed to be about 2K. That was
that
before
was
I was even high.
That was just about 2K.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I message back. I was like, what mistake did you make, brother? And I don't get a response. And I'm like... Actually, wait, are you okay? No response. And I'm like, in all caps, I'm like, hey, man, are you okay? Do I need to, like, call somebody?
That is a troubling message to receive.
That is a really
out of the blue.
And this is what he comes back with.
So, yeah, I'm tight. I'm freaking out. My phone is dead. My sister's in Canada, so I'm alone in my apartment. Oh. So all that's going through my head is, like, I'm about to die. No one's gonna know. My cats are gonna die because I can't feed them. And I'm just gonna like rot in this room for 2 weeks until my sister gets back and finds me dead.
So
like
grim.
Dude, I couldn't move my arm and I just passed out. Like I was scared.
I mean, to be fair, that is the same shit I'd be thinking about too if I was in that situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, I'm gonna stink. What the fuck?
This genuinely felt like I was being cast out into death and like these were my final thoughts.
So figure shit out. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I just gotta, so I'm so high that like, and I guess dehydrated something, that I'm like doing the drunk shit that's supposed to happen when you're drunk, but I'm like hot, like I'm falling into walls and like can't catch my feet footing and so I go to plug my phone into the wall and I'm gripping for some reason the metal, like the tongs or whatever, and I plug it into the outlet and I it zaps my whole body and I come back for a second and then I start like sinking even further. Like it was like I come back up and then the slingshot back down. So then I was like, oh,
you
just
fucking die from doing that.
I don't know. I was like, fuck, well, maybe that worked as like the fucking pads of life or whatever. Maybe that worked.
Clear.
Maybe that saved my life. Maybe I really was dying. No, but I started feeling way worse after that. So I got it plugged in and then I opened my front door, went outside with like a glass of cold water. I made like the charger come through the door and then closed it really hard. And I just wanted to be like, if I die, someone will see me sitting on my porch. And this is in like a hallway with like other people's apartments and shit. No one was outside. It was like midnight. But and then I wait for my phone to get to 1% so I can turn it on and I call 911.
Oh shit.
3 minutes now since it happened. I call 911. First, actually, I splashed myself with cold water. And usually that will pull me out of like really, because sometimes I peek way too hard and it's like fucked and I'm getting really. But usually something like that, like I just have to ground myself with something. I splashed myself with cold water. And like my heart felt like it fully turned off. And then I had to go like to like get it to come back on. You know what I mean? Like I had to, like I felt to go, whoa. Yeah. I was like, oh God. Yeah, I threw cold water on myself sitting splayed out on my front porch, and it was just the windows turn off. And so then my phone turns on and I call 911 and they're like, you know, where are you, blah blah blah. I was just about to say my real address.
Yeah. I'm at 2 James Street.
They're like, is your door unlocked? What's like, well, then they asked me and I'm like, I think I have a heart attack. They're like, how old are you? I'm 25. She's like, is your door unlocked? And I'm like, I'm sitting outside in the front. If they get here, you know, fucking, I'm on the second floor.
Yeah.
And she's like, all right, I'm transferring you to fire rescue. And then at this point, I was like, all right, I have 30 seconds left of consciousness. And I was like, you're transferring me to another phone number? What do you mean?
He's got put on hold.
Your last thought, like memories are just like elevator music, just like, please wait. And
yeah.
That is hell.
James is dying.
James' fucking guts are hanging out on the street. give us the randomizer of what your brain was doing in that exact moment.
It kind of is what was going on in there, honestly.
That is perfect. Really perfect.
It's like Uncle Ben's rice.
So I call 911. They transfer me. It wasn't like there was no LA. It was like immediate. And then it's like high fire rescue, you know. And then I had to give them the same. I'm sure they had it. But I had to give them the same information again. And then at that point, like my arm just gives out, and I'm just like sitting there.
Yeah.
Just like both my arms aren't working, and I'm just like leaning against my front door. And I'm just like, all right,
this is it.
Well, so then I was like fighting for consciousness at that point. Like I was genuinely like going in, blacking in and out, which I've passed out once in my whole life. Yeah. It's very scary. And then they get there and I hear the sirens, and my apartment complex is so confusing. Even the best EMT is not going to figure out which building. They're going to search 7 buildings to find which one's there, because it's just so stupid the way it's laid out.
You just start moaning.
No, I got up and I'm on the second floor. They see me and I'm like trying to get down the stairs, and I'm like holding onto the railing with both hands, like going down it like an escalator or something. I'm just like hoping if I stand there and hold on, it'll start moving. And then they like come to me, and they like 4 of them come grab me, and they bring me to the fucking, like 3 ambulances showed up all with their own like squad, and they all bring me into one ambulance.
They're all fighting to see who gets the gets the bounty,
the contract. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's kind of what I thought, honestly, in the moment.
Yeah. They start beating each other up, and then they have to start calling the ambulances for each other.
For each other.
And it's just this like nonstop, like part, like 10-car pileup of ambulances.
Phone calls being transferred.
Maybe like a Simpsons bit.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to say this, but In the US, sometimes ambulances cost money, and like a lot of money, like thousands of dollars. Like, this is how scary. I knew that I was about to like wipe my bank account.
Yeah.
If I didn't, and I still called, you know, like that's how fucking scared I was. I was hyper aware that I was about to ruin my life financially if this call.
Just to get some help. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure everybody who's American listening to this story, when you said I called the ambulance, everybody went like,
their wallet like pinned in there.
Like, he was
my
scared.
Asshole puckered up just the thought of that.
Yeah.
Like, that is.
But I'm just saying, that's
they
how
cost
scared
like
I was.
$11,000 just for them to fucking drive you to the hospital.
Yeah, just to say, to add on, like I know what high feels like, and that's how fucking freaked out I was. Yeah. Like I was willing to. So they put a thing on my finger, and they put a thing on my arm, and they're shining lights in my eyes, and I'm like laying down, and everything's white. Because the inside is white, not because I'm dying, but I feel like I'm dying because everything's white and I'm just laying there. And they shine the lights in my eyes, and they look at my eyes, and they're probably all red. And they're like, man, we bet on if it was edibles, a blunt, or dabs before we got here. God. So what did you take? I was like, I took the deltas from the smoke. But I was trying to say, I took like the Delta fucking edibles from the smoke shop or some shit. And they're like, you know, how big was it? Blah, blah, blah. And I start giving them all the. And they're all laughing and shit, and I'm still in the throes of like I'm in cardiac arrest. I'm in the throes of death. But and they're all just laughing. They're like, bro, your vitals are like totally good. Your heart's just racing. Like, and I was like, okay, I believe you. I'm so sorry. Like, I know, I appreciate you guys so much. I swear I've been high so many times. This has never happened.
I love you guys.
Hold
so
on.
Much.
Hold on. I did say I love. Hold on. I, pause. Don't jump
you guys
out
come on my podcast.
You guys are come over. On my I back. Make pizza. But, you know, and they're all laughing or whatever and they're joking around. And then there's this one really cool dude who kind of seemed like he was in charge. And he's like, it's fine, man. We weren't doing anything anyway. But, like, imagine how high you are to feel like this physically. I was like unable to formulate words and they're laughing. So then I just start laughing. I'm like, oh, I love you guys. I'm sorry. they're like, don't apologize. Sweet. Just don't call us back and go back inside and like eat something and go
drink
to bed.
Water.
I saw at least a few people like peeking out their front doors, but like everyone is probably looking and they just see me like stumbling down in my MTV shirt and my hair's all fucked up and I'm in flip flops and fucking like what would be basically boxers. Like really shitty old
like
shorts.
You're walking like in GTA 4 when you're drunk. It's like, yeah. the physics are just turned up to a million.
Yeah. I think I was just scared that I was like completely isolated from like anybody I knew and I felt like I was dying. Like, and that really amplified it. It was like, I can't go like fall on my sister's floor and have her like do CPR while she calls the police. It's like, I'm just gonna. So once there was other people there talking to me, I think it like pulled me out of it a bit. But then I was messaging Andrew and I was still like, I was for like an hour. I felt like I was like full on fucking in cardiac arrest.
Yeah.
But I was like conscious of it at least. And then it went away and nothing else came of it yet. Maybe I'll get a bill in the mail and it'll ruin my life. But as far as now,
$10 million.
Did you but I've never called 911 before. I was terrified. I smashed a bunch of water after that.
Well, thank you for sharing that story.
Problem.
I feel like I got like secondhand anxiety just listening to you tell that story.
Yeah, you got big baller blunted.
I really did.
You
honestly,
did. You didn't have like called in Jared around as your safety net
to like chill me out. Exactly. Like that feeling of like isolation when it's happening is probably what threw
it's
it over.
So,
it was just like,
yeah, no, that would be so much worse.
I've thought about that quite a bit too. It's not often that like I'm here by myself and Emily's. But sometimes, like, she might go back to New Zealand or whatever, see family. And there is that kind of thought where it's like, oh, if something happens to me, like, no one's going to find
me. No one will know.
I mean, I'm sure Amy would notice something's up if I don't message her back, like, after a day or something, you know? Like, But there is still that fear of, like, oh, if I come home too drunk and, like, throw up and start choking on my vomit or something, like, that's it. You're done.
Well, not only that, but also like the fear of like inconveniencing people. I had an experience very similar to what James had. Like I want to say like maybe like a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago. It was like right during the pandemic. Fucking. It was when I first started working at 100 Thieves, and they sent me 3 cases of Red Bull, and I fucking crushed these things. Like not
you
all in one sitting.
Idiot.
But
you
like,
sick
I can kill you.
You
can actually kill you.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, because like I hadn't touched like energy drinks in years, right? And I was like, oh, all this free Red Bull, like this is something I used to pay.
Sent you a big box of heroin.
Yeah, exactly.
3 bricks of fucking uncut heroin.
Yeah,
free Red Bull
fucking
was such a dub, because I remember they used to give it away at my university.
Yeah,
and they did this thing where it was like the meme was that like, oh, they did an airdrop of Red Bull. So if you went there at like 7 a.m., they had like a crate that was like, they made it look as though it just fell from the sky or whatever. And it was just full of Red Bull. And you could just get as many as you want. And I know that, you could follow some mailing list that would like tell you where they're going to be.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And the guys, one of the guys I flattered with, literally him and his friends showed up with bags and filled all of them. Because it was like a crate, like fucking massive. It must have been like several thousand cans.
Honestly, their marketing their marketing is pretty cool. Like I remember in high school, like fucking walking around downtown San Diego, they had like a giant Red Bull car. It was just shaped like a Red Bull can.
Every city has a fucking Red Bull car.
Yeah, and they would drive around and like they would just hand them out. Like they were just like, hey, you want Red Bull? Yeah,
you go. The trick with those cars I found is they've got a fridge on either side of the car. So you go and usually it's 2 chicks or whatever.
It's 2 chicks.
So you go to one side and you get a can and then you're like, oh, thank you. And then you like go around to the other side. She doesn't know you've got a can. So you get one from her too.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so you had 16 cans.
Oh, yeah. So fucking. There was like a maybe like a 2 or 3 week span where I would just drink like 1 to 2 Red Bulls like every single day. And this is like
these
after
the big
like
ones?
There were no, they were just the regular 8 ounce ones. But like, you know, this is like my first like, or no, this was my first editing job. This is like my second one. But still, like working from home, I'm like, I'm just gonna chug Red Bull. I'm gonna work really hard, and I did that for a long time. And I noticed I started to feel like very fucking weird. Like, it started out really gradually, but there was one morning. It was probably like 4 or 5 a.m. and I started feeling so fucking weird. I was like lying in bed, and I couldn't fall asleep. Every time I would like get into like the sleep zone, I would feel my body like almost as if I was falling through the mattress. Like, it was very fucking weird.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like my same thing, my arm started going numb. My heart started feeling like it was just like trying to just stop. Right. I was like, I'm going to fucking die. But I didn't want to wake Sabrina up and like, you know, inconvenience her like, hey, I might have to go to the hospital because I think I'm dying.
I drank too much. Dude,
I was thinking that I was like, I could knock on someone's door right now and save my life, but if I could die right now or knock on someone's door and they could save my life, I would die.
Yeah, you would die. I'm, yeah,
there's no way I'd knock on someone's door to help me at 12 o'clock at night. Like, I'll die.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You don't want inconvenience. But like, for me, it got to the point where I'm like, I'm gonna die and I don't want Sabrina to wake up and find my body. So I was like, you know what, fuck
it. Pretty cringe.
Yeah, so I woke her like, up and I was like,
the Family Guy death pose on
just like on the fucking side
with
of the bed.
Like 16 flies flying around you like a loose drop.
Yeah.
With a little 4-hour montage of Linus Tech Tips saying the hard R on the repeat on your phone.
Yeah. I died watching
you have a smile on your face.
Yeah, you died watching Linus Tech Tips.
Say this one tipped you over.
Yeah. So finally I woke her up and I was like, hey, I think I have to go to the hospital because I think I'm dying. And like, she like fucking jumped out of bed. And she's like, what do you need? Like, what do you need
it's
me to
the
do?
Worst thing you ever like your partner up with.
Yeah, but I was,
babe,
I
think I'm dying. What do you mean?
My dick hurts.
Drank too much Red Bull.
he was like, my dick hurts. It's so hard. I think I'm gonna die.
You gotta suck me off. I might die.
I think something's wrong, babe.
Can you suck my wiener?
What is this?
Why is it so hard?
My brain is going to my penis. I need someone to make it go
back. You need me to help me.
I need someone to suck 4 hours. Please make it go.
Please, baby doll.
Baby doll, can you suck my penis before I die?
If you can't do that, then call the cops because I'm dead and you killed me.
I'm gonna die if I don't get head, no cat.
Baby, you do not have to call the police because you have sucked my penis to completion.
Thank you for sucking my wiener until
no
I ejaculated.
In danger of dying.
That's the ultimate Linus Tech Tip.
Shout out almost dying. James, I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad you're still
Thank you.
The land of the living and you got the help you needed and it wasn't even that bad. And I'm glad they didn't charge you. So that's
weirdly
shout out to the
ambulance service. Expected that.
If there's any if there's any real fucking stoners in the chat right now, you have like a foolproof method to pull yourself out of like when you feel really high and you're really really scared, because that's happened to me a few times. Never that bad as last night. But if anyone has like a foolproof method of like, all right, slap yourself in the face and put your dick in your mouth and you'll feel fine. Put that in the comments.
I have some advice that always works for me. Let's take
a
shower.
What is it, Doplex?
Showers. Showers.
Wake up your girlfriend and say, baby, my penis is very
hard.
Baby,
you suck my wiener. I am
high. Baby doll, could you please suck the weed out of my penis? Your cum comes out lightly green.
Yeah.
It's like getting rid of snake poison. Yeah. You have to suck the weed out the penis. It's,
baby,
it's just science.
Baby, will you suck the weed
that could,
out of
that,
my
maybe
penis?
That works, though.
Yeah, maybe.
Your cum is just like light microdosed edibles at that point.
Yeah, what if the drug test you? They had
baby
to
get high with
they
you.
Had to use cum instead of pee.
That'd be
they have
awesome,
to make you jerk off.
And it's a guy who eats it to like.
Oh my god! He has like an oracle.
Yeah,
all
he's
good
just got
for
like
is
this tiny
testing.
Little tasting spoon.
Yeah. But he's all formal. He's wearing like a lab coat and everything. But he just like comes in. He's like a balding dude.
He's like, narrate it.
Yeah, he's got
those
like
basketball 1,000
taste buds.
That's a 10.
That probably is real, but one of those things they had to be like, it's so much better than using piss.
What if
we cannot make people do this?
Yeah,
yeah. No one wants to come into their office job at like 8 a.m. and their boss goes like, "You're gonna
go beat off in the beat off room."
Yeah.
But what if to drug test you, the only way to do it was you had to come and then they had to make it a baby, and then if the baby was a crack baby, then they know that you're that you're a crack kid.
You have to wait like 15 years for the kid to like get to a certain age. You give it an IQ test, and if it's too low, they're like, this is clearly a weed baby.
We don't think you're a fit for being a Walmart greeter, sorry.
Yo, guys.
Yo.
Uh-oh.
Is it?
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Here it comes.
There it is.
Let's go.
That was the last ounce of weed leaving James's body.
Yeah.
My stomach actually just like immediately felt better after that.
That's
so
epic.
Shout out farting.
Have you guys ever lit your farts on fire?
I have not lit my farts on fire, though. Thank you for asking, though, please.
Have you guys ever lit your farts on fire?
I've tried to do that many times. I even did it with like a hairspray bottle and a match and shit to like really amplify it. Like I would spray it in the air and then turn over and fart into it and then try to light it on fire.
Oh, you put your farts in the spray can and then sprayed it out of there.
I thought you sprayed the area of your pants and then lit it on fire while farting.
That would have been a better idea.
Yeah,
I've lit my knees on fire.
If you put a lighter up to your asshole and you fart, like it actually will like spurt out. Oh,
dude, I did. It does. It never worked for me.
Me and my friends.
I don't got the Mexican farts, man.
I think that's
the
problem.
That's true.
I didn't get the fart patch.
You gotta eat more beans, brother.
Yeah, you gotta up there.
Super quick, because I was just curious about. We're just talking, and I just wanted to, how often do you guys blow red lights? I'm very curious about this because I do it extremely often.
Do you?
Yeah,
the least surprising thing that's ever.
Literally never.
Yeah, I did it one
really never on purpose.
Sabrina got very mad at me because it was
I've never done it.
Yeah, it was like super early in the morning. We were coming back from Starbucks, and I was like legitimately like this driving. I just blew a red light.
Light spin pacing.
I was like, oh, fuck.
You saw it turn red and you were like.
Because, but like, if it, because I don't like just, I'm not blowing
camera.
Red lights, kill it, like, not liking it, but constantly, I'll come up to a light that's like it has a red left turn arrow for the entire 50 fucking minutes that the green light is like for the people going straight and no one's around.
Yeah.
So, like, you guys aren't blowing that.
No.
Nah.
That's okay. It's crazy to me that I would have just thought that, like, not because you guys are raw, like, I didn't know, because, like, no one in my life does that. I'm just like, there's no one here.
I mean, I have seen a lot of people, like, driving late at night, there's for sure a lot of people that do that. Like, that is a very.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
no, I've seen it done many a time.
It's like a very normal
thing. I've definitely
had
the thought of, like, man, I could definitely just go right now. But
you
I'm
guys
going to
break out of the Matrix, bro.
Yeah,
I'm
too
way
paranoid.
Too paranoid of some dipshit piggy just like hiding behind a building.
No,
like,
yeah.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
I just don't do it.
When I was in the big USA, I thought this was really good, is that you can turn, was it left or right or whatever the fuck, at a red light.
Yeah,
if it's on the same, I don't know where the fuck.
Yeah, you can turn right at a red,
right,
but you have to
red.
Stop for 3 seconds and like look both ways and shit.
Yeah,
like there's
but
stipulations.
But that's epic though. We don't do that here. You gotta wait. You gotta wait.
It's
till
so
downturn.
Epic. Nah,
yeah,
fuck
so
that.
Yeah. Oh, real quick, I might cut this just because it might not be interesting. As far as blowing red lights go, the earliest one I ever blew, like blatantly, was when I had my learners and my parents were in the car with me. We're driving, and we're coming up. And the light turns yellow, and I start hitting the gas. And my dad says, hit it with urgency.
Hit it!
Now,
be a man.
To anybody else, what does that mean?
Gun it.
It's a test.
Gun it.
Exactly. Hit it because gas is singular. So hit it means hit the gas.
Yeah.
If you said hit them, like the brakes, I would have slowed
there's
down.
There's multiple,
And I was already slowing down, so I was like, oh, okay. So I just gunned it. And immediately my dad's like, what are you doing? And I was like, you said hit it, dad. What do you mean? And then my mom was like, oh, you did say hit it, Wayne.
Yeah. So you're 100%
like,
in
but
the
there
right
was 43
there.
Kid children in the crosswalk.
You
would
them
think
all.
This.
No.
No, I probably would have gunned it too.
Yeah, so would I.
Absolutely, yeah.
I believe if a light turns red and I'm within like 400 feet of it, I'm fucking going through it.
I remember
a yellow.
Yeah,
not
I don't
red,
know if I ever
yellow.
Told the story on Beef Boys. I don't know if I ever told the story on Beef Boys before, but the first time I learned how to drive was in Mexico, and we were like in deep Mexico, right? We were driving through like legitimate like fucking
the
most
deep
back
state.
Alley, like in middle of the desert, and like I was with my friend Ivan.
Hold on. What does back alley in the middle of the desert mean? Can you
I don't
paint
know why I said that. It was like, it was
I
like,
I don't know which one.
Technically back alley because there were houses out there, but it was like houses okay. in the middle of the desert.
Okay, anyway, yeah, I can picture that.
Yeah, so
like behind a singular house.
Yeah,
yeah, there's one
honestly,
alley
pretty much.
In the
yeah.
desert.
Yeah,
it's like Fallout
so,
New Vegas.
Yeah, well, in Mexico, fucking stray dogs, they travel in packs, right? And like sometimes they just don't like cars. So fucking the car we're in gets surrounded by like legitimately like 15 dogs, like rabid dogs. Like they were fucking barking and shit. And Ivan goes like, oh, just like run him over. I'm like, I'm not going to run over these dogs. What are you talking about? And they're like legitimately like jumping up on the car, like scratching at the door, like trying to get to us. And I could not move. So then Ivan's like, just start swinging your door open and hitting them. And I couldn't do it. Like, I couldn't do it.
What if they got in, bro? You would have been
yeah,
neutered.
Exactly. Yeah, well, he starts doing that. He just starts fucking, like, slamming the door open, like, hitting all these dogs. As I'm, like, inching forward, I'm, like, we're, like, going forward. He's just, like, smacking these dogs with the door until they all leave. That shit was terrifying. Literally, the first
That's
time I've ever been
fuck.
Behind a wheel, I was, like, fighting dogs. Which is insane. Sorry,
that
was
which
just,
is
like,
something they
aside.
Teach you in driving school. So
yeah,
if you,
exactly.
If you learned a bit more.
Yeah,
in Mexico, they teach you how to properly fight
yeah,
dogs.
How to defend against dogs.
This
yeah,
is the opening door technique.
Yeah. I hate that idea. Yeah. I've heard that, speaking of motherfucking lights and shit,
yeah.
I've heard that in Germany, they're so like anal about not breaking the law. I've heard from a friend who went to stay there for a wee while. It can be 2 a.m. in like yeah. a small-ass town, with like nobody out, and they will wait at the cross lights for the lights to like for
oh,
them to
yeah.
have their chance to turn, like pedestrians will. And it's like,
yeah,
but I'm gonna cut that shit. I don't care.
Yeah, I'm running.
But apparently, it's like they will adhere to those rules so strictly. And I think if the cops catch you like jaywalking, they can like fuck you
execute
pretty much.
You. Yeah.
See, that's how I feel about people not blowing all the lights when it's like 2 a.m. and no one's on the road. I'm just like,
yeah.
There's. The laws are like a guideline, you know? It's like when
laws
the laws
are
should
suggestions.
Have been. They at 2 o'clock in the morning, like at 2 o'clock in the morning, some laws are suggestions.
Yeah.
You know, like, technically in the U.S., you can't be drunk and walk from one bar to the next bar, because as soon as you walk
right.
out onto the sidewalk, you're breaking
public
tons intox. Of ordinances, because, yeah. You're, like, federal, local, you're breaking all kinds of laws. But no
yeah,
one ever does anything about it. Now,
yeah,
is that the same as... I think I was just about to make a joke. Is that the same as blowing a red? It is. There's no.
Yeah.
I look left, right, back, and forward 47 times, and there's no one there.
That is fair.
And I'm going.
That is.
My name is Gaming. Actually, I did have one last question. Speaking of about your whole debacle, James.
Yes.
Did you win the 2K game you were playing?
Yeah.
I was playing single player, but I am so far undefeated.
Oh, hell
yeah.
So,
oh, even with
not even a heart attack
falling
stop
apart,
this man.
Yeah.
even with one hand
still catches a dub.
Yeah. He's like foaming at the mouth. Still.
I had a friend who had an aneurysm when we were a kid, and half his body didn't work. And he was better than all of us at 2K, and he would prop the controller up on his leg and use his like stomach to hit some of the buttons, and then his hand, and he would play it upside down, and he was like better than all of us. It was
That's
crazy.
Wild.
That's awesome.
That's crazy.
Shout out,
man.
Yeah, shout
the
out.
Human spirit and its just ability to like
it's
I want to be
human
good
spirit
at this
ability to game.
Fortune teller wah, from wah, Detroit. Wah, that's wah. Me. Clef asks, you guys become characters in a Fallout game of your choice based on your IRL self. What are your stats and tag skills and perks if applicable?
Oh man, that's so many different things.
There's
to,
a
like,
lot of
go
there's a
through.
Big question. Let's do the first. Let's do the part that's not the stats. I like that part.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah,
just quickly,
what makes you special?
Yeah, what
just
would your
quickly give
can,
some of your like top stats? We'll just go with that.
Yeah.
Gay.
There's no G in special.
All right, I feel like this is how I play in the game, but because of my massive girth, I do feel like the only thing I have going for me is putting my weight behind things. So I'd probably dump it into like strength.
Okay.
And strength and luck, because luck is so important in Fallout. If we're
it
like
really
playing Fallout,
yeah.
If I'm like in Fallout and not just in like a Fallout scenario,
yeah.
I'm going heavy on strength, heavy on luck, probably endurance, and then I'm just being an uncharismatic fucking
I'd say you're quite charismatic. I'd say you're arguably the most. So
yeah.
Well, thank you. I'm just saying if I had. Oh, well, I guess yeah. If you're, he's not saying what would you do. It's what are you?
Yeah. Okay. What are you?
Shit.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm
still fat and fucking. So yeah, I guess. yeah. Exactly. Well, I'm probably going strength melee build. And I'm not sure about skills and perks, but I'm definitely taking Wild Wasteland because you have to take that perk because it makes the game more fun.
Yeah, hell yeah. And Baby Killer.
Oh, that's the one that makes everything real goofy, right?
Yeah. It's like you have a, it just introduces all these like a UFO could crash and you might find a fucking ray gun in it. Like,
oh, yeah.
Really
yeah.
Chris
yeah.
Ray Gun.
It is a very funny, funny one.
I'd just be the mysterious stranger.
Just looming in the background looking for kids to molest.
No!
No, I wouldn't do that. I swear. Stop.
I would take the mysterious stranger and pedophile.
I'm putting all my points into perception and endurance.
Yeah, for no reason.
Mine would probably. Oh, go ahead.
It's called Charter.
What's a pedophile
Heart, right?
Statue in? Oh.
No.
I thought you wanted to make the special breakdown for a pedophile in Fallout.
Because
we could do that.
Statutory.
That's just your one that you just said.
Pedophilic.
Bro, come on.
No, but isn't there a perk called Charter Heart and it gives you like bitter dialogue with kids or something?
With
in the
kids,
game?
Yeah. There has to be a
mod that just changes that to be called pedophile instead of Charter Heart.
Hey, you would know. I don't pick that one. Okay. I enable the mod that makes me kill. I hate the children so much, and I'm so not a pedophile that I turn the mod on that lets you kill them.
Yeah, lets you kill the kids.
I think mine would also probably be dumped into strength and
copycat.
I think accuracy I grew up a little hunting guy, so
you're
I'm
not good. Accurate.
You do be shooting me,
dude. No, I will outshoot any one of
Prove
you motherfuckers.
Prove your accuracy. Shoot something.
Let's
right
have
now.
A duel.
So you're tagging like the weapon skills.
Yeah,
okay.
That's probably what I would lean into.
But you're going heavy weapons because you're going strength because you're not going melee.
Yeah. Actually, any of the weapons that involve like range, so guns. Bows and arrows, that's all the shit I grew up
with. So you're going
stuff.
Like you're going like perception and shit to get that to get them vats up. Okay.
Yeah.
Them vetties.
You're a perceivable little guy.
Yeah.
So you're like our hunter. You're like our hunter.
I'll
barbarian.
Hunt for the group. Yeah.
Kudos. Well, I meant in like a D&D sense, but also you're hunting food. Kudos is a rogue pedophile. Kudos is our rogue.
I'd probably be either. I am very sneaky if I need to be. I'd probably be a sneaky guy who's also, I like to be charismatic. So I'd just be the bard. I'd just be the bard. But instead of playing, because I can't really play any instruments, I'd just play songs off my phone.
Actually, that's pretty true. Kudos has an accent that Americans aren't afraid of. They like it.
That's true.
It's a familiarity thing, you know? So, like, if we're in Fallout in America.
Like
Yeah, exactly. So they hear kudos and they're like, oh, that's a white accent, but it's an accent, so I like this guy. I think he's interesting.
All right, Doplex.
My caps.
Finish off the group rounded out.
What are you contributing to the group?
I'm going luck, and I'm going fucking like plasma rifles and shit. Like all the energy weapons.
Okay.
Making fucking mac and cheese.
Doplex has the highest luck out of any of us. I don't think any of us could have made it through like living in Tijuana unscathed like he did.
That is true. Next question.
Thanks, Cliff.
Thank you, Cliff.
Thank you, Cliff.
Rusty asks, is there any movie, game, or show you thought would be terrible but ended up loving when you finally gave it a chance? And then Dragoon tacks on and he says, and were there any you were actually right about?
That's a good question.
I've had it more where you go in with very, not low expectations, but I guess just no expectations. You're like, ah, fuck it. Yeah, I'll just go see this. Like, whatever. Like, a friend asked me to come watch this movie or so. You just have zero hype for it. And you walk out being like, what the fuck? That was so much better. Versus like, if you go and be like, oh, this is going to be this crazy big movie. I can't wait. It almost never lives up to the hype. So I think that was the Revenant for me. I went and just being like, yeah, this is kind of fun, and then I came out like that was like one of my favorite movies of all
that
time.
Movie's
like, just, insane. But I just went into it being like, I just been to kill a couple of hours on a Saturday afternoon kind of thing.
Yeah,
I think for me the one I can think of that I was like, this will probably be good. I was pretty excited for it, and it was just so unbearably mid was Last Night in Soho, that the new Edgar Wright movie that came out the other year. Because I love Edgar Wright stuff, you know, like Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz. I liked Baby Driver a lot when that came out.
I was so mad. He was meant to direct the first Ant-Man, which like him and with Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
And, like that would have, this is years before they let Taika Waititi like do his shit. And they were like in this spirit, yeah. Like, no, all Marvel movies have to be boring.
Yeah.
They would have been, and Edgar Wright Ant-Man would have been like, oh, so good.
You can, well, the thing is, you can like, there's a couple moments from the first Ant-Man that you can see like where his, where he was there because they didn't get rid of it totally. Every once in a while, there's like a moment you're like, oh, it's a spoiler alert. It's all of the, any semblance of goodness from the Ant-Man series. It was Edgar Wright. But I was really excited for his new movie because it looked weird. It was like kind of a step even outside of Baby Driver for him.
Yeah.
And God damn, man. The more that he was Edgar movie wrong? Went on, he was Edgar wrong for that one. But yeah, no, I just did not enjoy that shit. Oh, James, your mic went sick.
It's like it's cut off in a way where you sound like you're in the other room. That's really funny.
I was just saying, it's such a stupid. It's one of those jokes that when you repeat it, it's so much less funny. But I was just like, I can't believe you made a whole movie about teaching a baby to drive. It's so dumb.
It's like 3 hours long and he never even learns by the end of it.
Yeah. This motherfucker still doesn't know how to drive. Yeah. This shit sucks.
It turns out that he does like one of those things where they didn't even finish the movie, so it's just text at the end, and it's like,
oh, yeah.
It turns out that a baby really can't learn to drive.
just like the 80s freeze frame.
Tune in next time, man. Go watch
it. It's a freeze frame of the baby flying through the windshield, and it finally crashes.
It's like he died on impact.
Is it Prisoner of Azkaban where Harry flies at the fucking screen on those new broomstick and it like freezes and looks really fucking stupid. Yeah, that happens to a baby.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking out of the window. I think my game or the thing that I thought would be terrible and I ended up loving was Elden Ring, but for a reason.
True, actually,
there was a game I wasn't like hating, but there was a game coming out around the same time. I don't know if you guys know the game Warframe, but Charlie played it a lot on his streams, and it was like a fantasy beat 'em up game. So it was like a fantasy setting, and everything was cool and stuff. But it was just like smash and grab, you know, like it was.
Yeah.
But there was another one coming out around the same time that was getting like massive press, either like some kind of expansion to it, or like just another game in the same genre. And I was like,
yeah.
And then you guys were all talking about Elden Ring, and then there was just some weird crossover where it all got confused in my brain, and I was like, I don't want to fuck it. That shit looks so bad, but you guys were like, this is going to be the game of a lifetime. Sure. I was like, well, I can't not buy it. Like, I don't want to be the I'll at least give it a try. And then I was like, what? Man, they really did. They did the Sonic where they just like made it look bad for clout and then fixed it or something. This is great, but it was just the total wrong game.
Wrong game. That's and really
also
funny.
It was totally wrong.
And also too with Elden Ring is like you wouldn't think like the opening hour of that game. You think that's it, but like that it is. They do zero justice to that game with marketing. Yeah.
No, I didn't even. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yeah.
I think I was talking to the guys about this before we started. But Last of Us, the first Last of Us, was kind of that. I played the remaster like a year or two ago for PS4.
The PS3 remaster.
They remastered it on PS3. Oh, I thought you were serious.
No, I'm pretty. Oh no, sorry. No, the PS4 remaster. I was being. Yeah,
funny. So they went back. Yeah. They demastered it.
The demastered.
Pretty gamers who missed it. So they did a remaster where they just took the old game and like put fucking like six new lights in it, and they're like, okay, it's done. So then last year they remade it from scratch in the Last of Us 2 engine, I think. Which was like, why the fuck did you just remaster the same game twice in the span of like 2 years? But very obviously because the show was coming out and they were like, okay, we need to. And I mean, it worked. I think their like sales of the game have been up like fucking 4 or 5 times.
Not only that, it is the best looking game I've ever seen in my life. Like the remake of one, I've never seen a game look
some
that
of
good
like
in my life.
What they did and how it looks fantastic.
It's on PS5. It's weird. I think The environments are beautiful. There are probably some other games where the environments might look slightly better in some places, but I've never seen a game with better facial animation.
Yeah.
Like, coming off of other games where things get, like, it's very canned animation or the faces can only emote certain things. They're like, the range of human emotions that they pull off in that game is fucking crazy. Like, there was one where one of the characters, she was kind of like doing like a, okay, kind of face, but she did this like long lip sort of thing. I've never seen like anything in a video game do that before because it's such a specific. Or you know, in other games when like they have a character laugh, like say in like Assassin's Creed Valhalla or whatever, and their character will laugh and they'll just be eyes. Like, because they can't actually like all they're rigged to do is like open and close depending on the syllables. Yeah. So when you put a laugh in there, all of a sudden they're like, and their hat falls off,
and their hat falls off and somehow levitates behind them.
Yeah, and then they T-pose in the corner.
Yeah, whereas like Last of Us, actually, like the I don't know how the fuck they did it. Anyway, I played the remaster a couple years ago and I got like 30 minutes into it and I got to the first like combat area and I was like, I don't fucking get this. I'm dying. This sucks. I'm going to kill myself in real life. Unrelated. But I watched a review for the second one and in that they mentioned how like the combat is like frantic and like scary and you're constantly getting by with just a sliver of health and it feels like you're like a real survivalist, like getting through by the skin of your teeth. And then replaying the remake with that in mind, I was like, oh, okay. You're not this unstoppable badass who's going around just like one-shotting everyone. Like, no, you're fucking like struggling with people and like taking guys as human shields and like getting your fucking ass handed to you and then barely like clawing your way back. And playing with that in mind is like, oh, yeah.
That
business.
The same thing happened to me with the first time I played Resident Evil. I like went into it just thinking it was going to be like a really cool game, but I'm still really good. And then it's like, oh yeah, the gameplay of the shooting is just a like puzzle piece. Like there's, it's just a way for you to get out of like a scripted situation. There's not actually any there is utility, but like there's no, it's not focused at all. And like, it's hard and it's meant to be. But
Mine was just because, I mean, for those of you that know, I'm a big Resident Evil guy as well. Resident Evil 7, when that shit came out, this was like the big fucking reboot of the series.
You thought it was
I was like, when I first played it, I was like, yeah, this is good. But like, I wasn't a fan of the first person just because I'm not a huge first person kind of guy, like with very few exceptions. Okay. Especially for a series that I hold so near and dear to my heart. I always know it as being either semi-isometric with fixed camera angles or maybe third person over the shoulder. But when they went to first person, I was like, I don't care about
You've
this.
Gone
like, this
too is, far.
This doesn't feel like the Resident Evil I know and love. So I played it. It's fine. Whatever. And then I played through it again like 3 years after it had come out. And I was like, this shit fucking slaps. Resident Evil 7. Sure. Good game.
Dude.
Yeah.
Resident Evil 7 is the reason I started YouTube. I didn't even know it. I honestly had never seen Resident Evil before that game.
Yeah.
But, and I've never played Resident Evil 7, but I watched Jacksepticeye, Markiplier, PewDiePie, and one other guy that I can't remember all play. Like, I loved it so much. I watched four Let's Plays at the same time. Yeah. And I was like, this is the coolest game I've ever seen. And then I was like, I want to be a Let's Player. That was like February of 2017. Does Resident Evil always release in like the early spring or like late winter? Because it's been like three now. Because the reboot's coming out this month, right? Or like remake or something.
The remake of 4 is coming out in like less than
2 weeks. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, they're kind of 7 came out at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, like semi-annually. But yeah, they usually come out towards, I want to say they usually come out like towards the end of the year, if I'm mistaken. Or not the end of the, like towards like the, actually.
I know, RE7 was February 2017, just because it very specifically lines up with when and why I started.
Yeah, actually, they do usually come out, because I'm pretty sure 8 came out in July.
Okay. June? Maybe it was just coinky dink.
Yeah, maybe. But either way.
But it is a very March vibe, like playing some Resident Evil, that like it do be. Good game, Pat asks, quickly, what are the most inaccurate things you believed about sex when you were younger?
Women had balls.
I'd be good at it.
I thought it was just supposed to like go straight in and like you fit together like puzzle pieces, but you get cramps and sometimes if you don't ride the river, the lips, the you know, stuff gets And you got to ease in and then maybe come out and then you got to start with it. I was just like, oh, we'll go right inside each other like puzzle pieces. I'll fall in love.
Inside each other.
The earliest misconception about sex I remember is that I think most kids go through, I thought it was like yucky. And so I thought it was very transactional. I distinctly remember being
15 and you were like, sex?
I was 22. This was 22. I was probably like 7 or 8, something like that.
Okay, yeah.
And so I distinctly remember being in church because I had just, you know, every once in a while as a kid, you think about like, oh, sex is a thing. And then I like looked around the room at all of
to research.
I gotta Google this.
Yeah, I remember looking around the room at all of the couples I knew had kids and being like, "Well, they did it, and they did it, so I guess it's not that weird."
What the
I guess
hell?
I should do it.
I guess I'll do it eventually if I have
I guess
to.
Maybe it isn't gay.
Yeah, that's what I remember. I remember thinking it being like no one really likes it. You just do it.
Yeah.
To have kids. Yeah, it was like a very transactional
thing. That is a very
like,
Christian
hello,
way of
wife.
Yeah.
Baby.
Yeah.
Let's go.
That is a very Christian way of looking at it, isn't it? Like, just this, like, it's not for pleasure. It's exclusively for...
It's a tool. Yeah.
Yeah. That slowly turned into me being like, God, please don't come back before I can have sex.
That's right.
Yeah.
Please don't do the rapture before I can fuck.
Don't do the rapture before I get my dick wet, please.
I just want my penis sucked once,
oh,
God.
Baby,
dude.
No, please, quickly, before God comes back, please. I need to get
suck
my
wiener,
sucked.
And hey, boys, we made it. You know what? We made it, boys.
We got our peepee.
Let's go.
God comes back and the rapture starts and the God's coming back and everything's fucking falling from the sky or whatever the fuck happens. And then you run outside, you have like 3 minutes to live and you're like, I need to have sex. And then some bitch is like, fuck it, I'll have sex with you. And then you start having sex. And then everyone gets raptured, but then you and the girl don't get raptured because you've had sex before you fucking got married. And then you would have been fine, but then you ruined it in that last minute.
Did I talk about that on Beef? I had an idea for a sketch where some Christian dude like waits his whole life to have sex, and then just as he's about to nut on his wedding night, he gets raptured, and so then he spends eternity in heaven with blue balls.
Yeah.
No. And his dick is permanently hard as well.
Yeah, his dick is permanently hard. He's going up to everybody being like,
"Where when you die,
baby, I am dying.
Please,
my dick never got soft. I died before I got to come.
Can someone do jumping jack?
Can you jumping jack with me and make me come, please?
Baby, can you please jumping jack on my pee pee?
Incredible. Nobody can catch you. You're the real. Racer.
Please take me.